Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard. It is Sports Overnight America, across country and around the globe here on Sports Byline on a Veterans Day 2024. Marty Terrell along the way. Our producer is Dominic Jimenez. Tyler Levine's going to join the show. And we're also going to talk to Zaid Hussein here in the opening segment. We're going to put a recap on week 10 of the NFL and just go around the league. But we're going to have some real rough spots. We're going to visit Chicago. We're going to visit, obviously, the New York area with the Jets and the Giants. I mean, the Giants lose to Carolina. My God, what a day for New York football fans, huh? I mean, the Jets are just god-awful. So, and then we'll take a look at tonight, Dolphins and Rams on Monday Night Football. Stay with us throughout the night with Jeff and Jen. The Riches will have scores, interviews, and the highlights of the Monday Night game here. Miami, listen, since 2022, they're terrible in prime time. Like, they've lost 8 of 10 when they're on in prime time. But and the Dolphins are stone cold right now. They are losers of 3, 6 of their last 7, and the Rams right now are making some noise out there in the NFC West. So Stafford and Tua tonight, we shall see. Jalen Ramsey now in a Dolphins uniform, so there's a lot of synergies there. And the coaching box, too, with the mix, McDaniel and McVay, two pretty, what do you want to call them, football brainiacs, if you will, they'll collide tonight. So Monday Night Football is juicy. We'll put a wrap on the college football. Ole Miss picking off Georgia, Alabama thumping LSU, Ohio State and Oregon hold serve, and then there's just really quality teams that just cannot get out of their own way, make that Iowa State. And Utah got totally hosed. Utah, it was the worst holding call in the history of holding or football. They had a terrible call. They beat BYU. I mean, in my world, they beat BYU. That, and I stayed up late. That was my, you know, my chic pick. You know, rooting for the Utes. We're going to be out there in 2 weeks when Iowa State collides. And now that trip's lost a lot of its juice. So, you know, it's like the Marty curse, if you will. All right, like I said, Tyler Levine, Zaid Hussein. We are going to go in. It's going to be like when Nolan Richardson coached at Arkansas. We're going baseline to baseline. And we're going with a frenetic pace. We got a lot of real estate to cover in the world of sports here on a Veterans Day. Along with Dominic Jimenez, who produces, we come right back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Monday into a Tuesday. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine along the way, Dominic Jimenez as well. And Tyler, here we go. What's it take to beat the Detroit Lions? My God, Goff was colorblind. Five picks last night. I mean, how do you get outscored 19-0 in the second half? Tyler, real quick, and then we'll get Zade in here.
It was just unbelievable. And I think that, you know, one of the, I forget which announcer it was that said it, you know, either way, what a great game for Detroit to be in terms of situationally, because they're going to be around come playoff time. They should be competing in the NFC Championship game. They could be competing in the Super Bowl. And there's, you know, a high chance that they're going to find themselves in a situation like this down the road. And now they are going to have the belief that they can come back from anything.
Anything. You're exactly right. If you're down 30, they'll come back and win. All right, Zade, let's get in here because we love the NFC North. And we talk about it every single freaking Monday. You know, what a great division this is. But the Chicago Bears are just an absolute disaster. And we got to start right there. So, Zade, welcome aboard. I hate to bring it so negative, but it's reality. They are god awful right now. And the stuff that's emanating out of the Bears camp right now is so all over the map. I have no idea. Let's hear you. Zade, welcome aboard. How are you?
Marty, if you want to tune in every Sunday and watch a team punt for three straight hours, look no further than my Chicago Bears, because that's how it was this Sunday in the most frustrating game of the season. Matt Eberflus talked about wanting to make changes. I think the changes need to start with him. I think he got to pack his bags and take the next flight out of Chicago, because he might get mobbed and assaulted by fans out here. It's that bad right now.
Tyler, go ahead, weigh in. I don't know how much you watch, but I mean, I'm a Patriot fan, so I'm sitting here going, man, can they really win this game? And they did. Tyler, take it away.
Well, unfortunately for Caleb Williams, he's thrown into a situation where, you know, they're just not scheming up anything to build his confidence. They're not, you know, no easy throws. No, it's just, they have so many weapons, and there's no excuse
there's none.
The offensive coordinator is incompetent, and the head coach has no idea what he's doing. And we were talked about this back in the summer, that I have no idea why Eberflus is still around. And there were hints about this last season with Justin Fields, being asked, you know, what's going on, what's up with the confidence. It could have something to do with the coaching. Caleb Williams famously texted the punter that you're not going to be punting much this year. I believe they punted 49 times this season, 50 times, something like that. So, I mean, it's tough. I think that I'm surprised that we didn't wake up to a coaching change this morning, to be honest. But You know, hopefully, and it's just, it's going to be really tough for Caleb Williams because he's going to have two head coaches early on in his career, and that's never a good thing for these young guys.
No, it is. That's a great point. And Zaid, I want to bring that up here. What is it with Chicago? It's like great players go there to just totally bust. I mean, and I don't want to be too, you know, presumptive here. I mean, we've got a ways to go here. But like Tyler says, he's going to have a second coach probably in his second year without a doubt, which is not good. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think some fans are starting to think that it might have been better to stick with Justin Fields given, you know, this defense was prepared and ready to win now. And, you know, even last year, if you go back and remember, DJ Moore was a guy that came out and said, Justin Fields is our quarterback here in Chicago, and Justin Fields is the guy that we want. You know, maybe players wanted Fields and didn't want, you know, higher management and polls and the people above to make a decision to take Caleb Williams, because it looks like the team is giving up. They're giving up on the coaching staff. They're giving up on the front office. And it looks like the players are just done. I think deep down inside, a lot of guys wanted Fields. And you see it in the body language of a guy like DJ Moore, who on the field has just been showing that he's disinterested in playing football for this team.
Yeah, next 2 weeks, and then Tyler, jump back in. They've got Green Bay and Minnesota. I mean, these are two divisional games. Honestly, it's easy to kick them when they're down. Can this team somehow right the ship and be a force and somehow find a way maybe to get a split? I mean, they're going into the teeth of the NFC North. Their season's on the brink right now. The next 2 weeks are very telling, which is telling for every franchise in November. Tell me about the Bears over the next fortnight, 2 weeks. Let me hear.
The only thing that is at their advantage is the fact that they're playing at home. Other than that, well, I don't think that they're winning any of the next three games. They go Packers, Vikings, Lions. Honestly, let's go. Just keep going down. 49ers, loss. Vikings again, loss. Lions, loss. I mean, I don't think they really have a good shot at winning, or wow, we can confidently say they're going to win until they go and, you know, play at home versus Seattle. And I would be absolutely shocked. I would bet my life on that when they play the Vikings the second time around in 4 or 5 weeks, that Eberflus will not be the head coach of this team.
Interesting. Zaid, you give me a take on this. The next 5-6 weeks are just brutal. Is this season completely lost right now?
Marty, we haven't scored a touchdown. I mean, we have 12 total points in the last 2 weeks, and it's been unbelievable. Like, I've never seen anything this bad. This offense looks lost out there. The coaching staff looks lost. And I know we're a team that never really fires in the middle of the season. But, you know, I got to agree. I think Eberflus is gone within the next 2-3 weeks. I think he doesn't survive past, you know, these next couple games.
Zaid, we're going to see you Friday night into Saturday. Looking forward to it in Dallas. Tyson, Jake Paul, give us another preview. We're going to have you on several times this week to preview. We're going to have great coverage down there. We got you in the AT&T Stadium. They're expecting a huge crowd. Give me a quick take.
Yeah, this is a fight, man, that's really, really exciting and has so many eyeballs on it. I don't know if you guys had a chance to check out, you know, Netflix's countdown, if you would say, towards the fight, but Mike Tyson looks like he's in really, really good shape, and I think this is definitely going to be an action-packed bout. I know there's so much, you know, criticism behind, you know, a younger guy fighting an older Mike Tyson who's almost 60 years old, but I can tell you what, it's going to be a spectacle, and I cannot wait to see it live in person at AT&T Stadium.
We'll save your pick for later on in the week, no question about it. Guys, let's go back to the NFL real quick. I just think Pittsburgh is a lot better than people realize and give them credit for. And look at this, Russell Wilson, you know, off the scrap heap. This is a great team, extremely well coached. You know, you got to give the Steelers credit. They hang in there with their coaches, and it's paying off in spades this year. Huge road win in Washington yesterday, Tyler.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable win. And I said this when the trade went down. I think the addition of Mike Williams was a really, really solid pickup for them. He's a vet in the league. You know, when he's healthy, he can change games in an instant. And we saw that on the deep ball from Russell Wilson. And I'm totally on board. I think Russell Wilson was a great pickup for them. And I think that a lot of people were thinking, hey, let's stick with Justin Fields. He's had a decent start to the season. And in my head, I'm thinking, what are you talking about? This is Russell Wilson we're talking about here. I know he didn't exactly have the, you know, the best season you know, with the Broncos, but, you know, you can kind of chalk that up to head coaching changes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's that franchise has been in disarray, although they, you know, they've seemingly turned it around this season. But they're very solid on defense. They have a good 1-2 punch at running back with Warren and Najee Harris. George Pickens is a stud. That touchdown catch was absolutely unbelievable. And they just walked in and, kind of punched the Commanders in the mouth and showed them, hey, you know, we're not these other teams that you're walking all over. And they gave Jaden Daniels more than he could handle.
Yeah, and you know what I'm doing to you, Zade? It's mean, but as bad as the Bears are, how horrible are the New York Jets right now? That was abysmal. That was everyone's hot pick. Let me hear real quick.
Yeah, I came in and I said I like the Jets as my favorite pick of the week. And right. About 5 minutes in, boy, was I wrong. I mean, this team just was – you want to talk about one of the worst performances. You could compare the Jets to the Bears, and you could just say, you know, they're right there next to each other for two of the worst performances I've seen in a long, long time. This defense played with no heart. I think at one point, it was like 18 first downs that the Cardinals had in a row. I mean, this team just wasn't punting. You know, there was no tackling. The offensive execution, it's like the Jets would show some signs, and then once they get inside the 20, it's like that they forgot how to play football. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. And I didn't see it coming. I don't understand it. This season's over, and Aaron Rodgers may be done in the NFL. I think this is his last year, and that's it.
Hey, you know what? He followed Favre at Green Bay. He followed Favre's M.O. to go to New York, and this is where great Green Bay quarterbacks go to die and ruin their careers and ruin their legacies. I agree with you. He is not going to recover from this disaster. And among the draft picks, Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Williams, and Marvin Harrison Jr., Caleb Williams is in the wrong place. It just seems like that franchise is just somehow cursed. Zade, outstanding job out of you, Mr. Hussein. Good job out of you. Tyler, you stick right there. We're coming back on a Monday overnight into a Tuesday. This is Sports Overnight America at sportsovernightamerica.com. I'm expressing all my pain. You know I'm a poet. When you're sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. I used to heat your body.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Countdown to kickoff two with Monday Night Football. Tyreek Hill saying he is definitely going to play tonight. Jen and Jeff, the riches. In the overnight, we'll have scores, interviews, and highlights throughout the overnight. And we're with you right here, too, with Tyler Levine. Tyreek Hill in action tonight. Huge lift for Tua and the Dolphins. You're based in Miami. I think they're going to win tonight. I really do. Give me a quick hit on Dolphins-Rams. What do you think?
I mean, dude, I can't figure out this Dolphins team. I just can't. They remind me of the franchise as a whole reminds me of the Chicago Bears who we were just discussing with Zay right. Hussein. It's like, doesn't matter who they get in, doesn't matter who they have at head coach, doesn't matter who the quarterback is, you can have all these weapons, and here they are sitting at 2-6. And I obviously will attribute and not take too much away from them considering Tua was out and injured, but like, that's drafting a guy and keeping a guy around that has these issues is part of the problem, and that's a franchise problem. If you have there's no reason why they couldn't have made a trade and picked up a competent backup quarterback. You know, the Steelers are sitting on two of them. Skylar Thompson there's no way that can be your best option as a backup, especially if you have a guy that you keep throwing out there who keeps getting these crazy concussions. So, I think that they should. I mean. Talent-wise, I think that they're better than the Rams. They have Waddle, Hill, Achane's a stud. Their defense is very, very shaky, though, and that's why I think that the Rams are favored, and I think that the Rams are going to win tonight. They just have too many weapons with Puka, Kupp, Kyren Williams, Stafford. I think that they are going to pick them apart. The only way that the Dolphins win is if, they really show up offensively and McDaniels coaches a 10 out of 10 game.
I'm with you. Geico Insurance sponsors this portion of the show. We're going around the NFL with Tyler Levine, also by Rocket Mortgage with $10,000 towards your closing costs now with every approved mortgage at Rocket Mortgage. What does it take for someone to beat the Kansas City Chiefs? I mean, the Broncos have dead to right. Dead to right, and Chanel finds a way to get in there, get his mitt in the air, boom, 16-14 final. And I'm telling you, there's like, the gold dust is sprinkled all over. Kansas City can't get beat. Detroit wins games they have no business winning. They outscore Texans 19-0. Five picks out of Goff, and they still find a way to win. Are we just on a Detroit-Kansas City collision course? Seriously.
I mean, that's the way it looks. And the Chiefs, man, they just invent new ways to win. The last eight or nine times, I believe I saw the stat was, that they've been down in the second half or down in the fourth quarter, they've won the game. And that's just unreal. And I saw it on ESPN this morning. This is not an accident, and it's not lucky. They have the best head coach in the league who calls the offensive plays. They have the best D coordinator in the league. They have one of the best special teams coaches in the league, and they have this self-belief of it does not matter until the clock hits zero, the game is not over. It's not, it's the exact opposite of what we saw with the Bears versus the Commanders a couple weeks back with the guys celebrating before the Hail Mary pass. The exact opposite. The Chiefs, I mean, it's unbelievable. And you know what's funny is that everyone who watches the NFL, as they're lining up to make the kick, there's something in the back of your head that said something's going to happen here. He's going to miss. It's going to hit the post. They're going to block it. No one was 100% sure, even in that moment, that the Broncos were going to win that game. And that's why they're 9-0. And it's the same thing. That's why Detroit is 8-1, because they do not give up. They are relentless. They keep coming and coming and coming and coming until they get their way. And it's unbelievable. And I said, earlier in the week that this was one to keep your eye on. It was one that I had my eye on because the Broncos are a good team, man. They are. They're gritty. They gave the Chiefs everything they had. They were, one fluke play away from winning this game. Bo Nix, 215 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Cortland Sutton had 70 yards and a touchdown. The Broncos are a very competent football team. They've really turned it around there. But, now here they are. The Chiefs are 9-0, and their schedule I mean, from here, outside of next week against the Bills, if they find a way to win that game, they got the Panthers, Raiders, Chargers, Browns, Texans, who are seem to be, I don't want to say easy to beat, but they kind of beat themselves. The Steelers are probably their toughest matchup outside the Bills, and then they play the Broncos again to close the season. I mean, we could be looking at a one loss, you know, I'm thinking max two losses going into the playoffs here.
I mean, it's unbelievable, and I'm telling you, I believe in Pittsburgh. I love their chances against Washington. I won't even point to that. A lot of people want to go Baltimore, you know what, and we just know what Lamar Jackson, Andrews and company does, and, you know, look, at Henry's a huge upgrade. That changes the whole landscape with Baltimore. But I'm telling you, the biggest threat to the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC is Pittsburgh, and I'm not buying Baltimore. Now, Pittsburgh is at home this week, and they're a dog to Baltimore. And I'm telling you, if I could be at one NFL game, that is it. How do you see those two? Forget the Bills for a moment. How do you see Pittsburgh-Baltimore, not only this week, but in the totality of the season? I think they're the biggest threat to the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. I really do. Pittsburgh, go ahead.
Come postseason time, I'm worried about the Ravens, man, because defensively, it's not there. They cannot figure it out on defense. And they had, you know, obviously, their D coordinator is now the head coach of Seattle. And we saw, I mean, last season, their defense was unstoppable. But they didn't have Derrick Henry, and Zay Flowers wasn't really feeling, wasn't playing as well. And Andrews went out injured and everything. But, I mean, their defense is really, really lacking. I mean, you can't keep giving up like 34 points and winning games. And I mean, but their offense is also equally as unstoppable. We go back 35 points, 41 points, 24, 41, 30. I mean, they put up points, and that's the only way that they're going to win games, it seems like. And coming into this week, this is a spot for them where I would not be surprised to see the Steelers walk away with a win, because it seems like if you can hold Baltimore to under 25 points, they lose. Because look at it. Their three losses a season. They put up 20, 23, and 24.
Yeah.
So that's the formula. You keep points off the board against them, and you can put up a couple yourself, and you're fine. That's it.
You're exactly right. Now, meantime, on the same time that they're playing, you've got Kansas City visiting Buffalo. A lot of people want to put Buffalo, you know, right in there as a team that can contend in the AFC. And, of course, they can. The talent's there. I just think that defensively they're not there. They just aren't. Now, they you know, deceiving final score, last-minute touchdown to Pierce. The game was over. Bottom line is Buffalo, Kansas City, again this week. And then how do you see the big picture in the AFC with the Bills as a potential threat to Kansas City? I don't either.
I think that, I mean, they're going to have to get healthy. Coleman and Cooper are going to have to be healthy. For the Bills to beat the Chiefs, they have to play a perfect game. And the Chiefs can beat people playing imperfectly. And that's the real difference here. Josh Allen, he's limited his turnovers significantly this season. 17 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 2,200 passing yards. He's been unbelievable. James Cook is having a career year over there. Khalil Shakur has been solid. But, like, the Bills' defense is really, really, really going to have to step up to take down the Chiefs. And there's something about the when you consistently and constantly overcome a team, you kind of feel superior to them. But I don't think the Chiefs are going to overlook them. But they want to win this one bad because they like how it feels to beat the Bills. And they're going to come into this game and give them absolutely everything that they've got.
They throw the ball all over the place. The Bills do. I mean, they test your secondary. Shakir, Kincaid, Coleman, Cook, Hollins. All these guys have at least, 20 catches or more. So he distributes the ball. He is, as in Josh Allen, it's there. I just don't trust them defensively. I just don't. And, you know, I'm not going to go to the, defense wins championship. I just like the way this Pittsburgh team is trending. I just do. So, going to be a great weekend. All right, let's switch over. Who's the biggest threat in the NFC to the Detroit Lions? Because there is the Lions, and there's a huge drop-off to number two. And I don't want to hear about the Vikings.
Vikings are not in that conversation for me.
Who's next in the NFC, in your opinion? Is it the 49ers because they're getting healthy?
I mean, like, when you look down at the list of teams, the Niners are by far have the best roster. They now have Christian McCaffrey, who's coming back. Other guys will come back from injury. Who else are we looking at here? It's the Niners and who? I mean, I think that the Rams will make the playoffs. I think they're going to have a strong end to the season. The Rams put up a very good effort against Detroit last season. But I think that this is a walk in the park for the Lions to the Super Bowl, to be honest. I just do. The Packers 6-3. Like, I don't think they can compete with Detroit when push comes to shove. I don't trust Jordan Love in that high pressure situation at all, quite frankly. I think we're going to see a rematch of the NFC Championship game this year with the Niners.
But are we missing the Eagles and the Commanders, the real deal?
The Eagles, no. No, no, no. Sirianni this is the most fraudulent 7-2 team I've ever seen, ever. Sirianni will find a way to beat himself. No doubt about it in my mind. They just beat up on an absolutely god-awful Cowboys team. They beat the Jaguars the week before, but almost blew it because of just terrible coaching. Yeah. Obviously, they smoked the Bengals. But other than that, they beat the Giants, the Browns, the Saints, and the Packers. You know, that's all. They beat bad teams. The only good team they beat this season, and this is, you know, probably the worst season they've had in recent memory, is the Bengals. That's it. They have not beat anyone else that is even remotely challenging.
I'm going to throw a team out here, Tyler. And, you know, you cannot evaluate teams in November, December like you can back in August and September. You can't do it. In August, we're forecasting teams, then the reality of the start of the season. I'm here to tell you, the Arizona Cardinals may be on a hot streak. And, you know, Harrison Jr. is developing. They got a big tight end. Kyler Murray. And granted, they tore up the Jets. But I'm just telling you, the components, the pieces to the puzzle are there in Arizona. They're 6-4. They could contend and will contend in that division and may steal it from the Niners, who are, you know, are still not 100% healthy. I think it's going to be fascinating. You stay right there. We got another long segment to go. Plus, we got the 2-minute drill. We'll take a look at Monday Night Football with the Dolphins and the Rams. How do you see this one at SoFi? Well, guess what? The Dolphins seem to be the chic pick. So we're coming back here on Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe. Don't go away. You just want some friction, let me take control of you. Yeah, you shell shot, your body rock, you cold with it. I love the way you swing on that pole with it. Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it. On and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack and weights.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. Celebrate responsibly.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle. allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America on a Monday into a Tuesday. Rams and Dolphins will take us into the overnight with Jeff and Jen. The Riches will be with us. We are presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com and by American Premium Vodka, APV, AmericanPremiumVodka.com. All right, let's get Tyler back in here. We got to stay on the NFL before we get into some college and maybe some college hoops, which I'll tell you what, this Cooper Flag kid, we'll get to that. Oh, my Lord. Kid out of Maine, of all places. But is there a – I mean, we've been talking so negative. What a mess we got in Chicago. What a mess we have with both the Jets and Giants in the tri-state area, metropolitan New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And now you go down to Dallas. And what is it going to take Jerry Jones to just own the team and stay the hell out of football situations?
I mean the post-game interview yesterday was alarming.
It's embarrassing. He's
throwing Dak under the bus. If Dak wasn't the guy, why the hell did you pay him and sign nobody else this offseason?
Right.
If you didn't think he was that good, why did you make him the most expensive quarterback in the league? Why? Because I don't think anyone here, I don't know about you, I certainly didn't think Dak was anything special. I think we've had more than enough tape on the guy. I don't know anyone that thought Dak was deserving of the contract. And here they are now with he's out for the season. He's trash-talking CeeDee Lamb because he's saying, the sun's in my eyes. It'd be great if we could get some curtains up, which I don't blame him. You know, why would you want the sun directly shining in the end zone? You lost the ball in the sun. It happens all the time in sports. And CD wasn't even the one who said it. The reporter brought it up and said, hey, would you guys like some blinds on the windows? And he said, yeah, absolutely. They said, you know, the reporter brought up, why don't you bring it up to Jerry? He said, you guys are doing that for me. And then he makes a snarky comment like, oh, yeah, sure. We'll tear the whole stadium down and build a new one. And are you kidding me? Like, mm-hmm. Dude, what is this guy doing? Is he just like a senile old man at this point? Because, like, it's embarrassing. The franchise is embarrassing as a whole. The only good thing going for them is they're going to have a high draft pick next year, but they're going to have to do something about Parsons because he is due for a big, big, big contract, a deservingly huge contract. And now what? They're going to have one of the most expensive receivers, the most expensive quarterback, the most expensive defensive end. And how are you going to improve this dumpster fire of a team?
Well, think about this too, Tyler. You know, this idea that, you know what, McCarthy's going to get fired, and here comes Bill Belichick. Let me tell you something. Belichick's looking at that situation in Dallas. It's as toxic. It is an absolute untakeable job.
He doesn't
want
to work
now
for Jerry Jones.
He's not going to be able to do the job that he wants, and that's build the team. I mean, you've got an owner who is – go look at the masthead in their media guide. Jerry Jones, owner, and he's listed as the general manager. It is a farce. And so it's become a toy. And, you know, I'm not going to get into maybe his consumption of mind-altering substances, but he does. He drinks a lot. He makes stupid statements. I mean, he's becoming just a laughable owner. He really is. And this, let's not mistake, this is one of the most powerful owners in the league. But that franchise and the way he's running that team from, forget the business side, the franchise will make money no matter what. It's a cash cow. I think it's got the highest valuation of any professional franchise in our country. I believe that to be true. Maybe $10 billion or more. So who are they going to get? You tell me. They fire Mike McCarthy. They come off a 6-11 season. Who's taking that job? You tell me.
Man, I don't know. And all I have to say about this whole situation is, you know, Jerry Jones, if you were to have told him in 96, I think it was, that this is the last Super Bowl you're ever going to win, he would have told you that you're absolutely crazy. And he probably thought that he was something special when he chased Switzer and Johnson out of town. and now here he is. And, you know,
Parcells, too.
Are never, I'm saying this now, they are never, they will not win another Super Bowl while Jerry Jones is still alive. That's it. I mean, how could they? You can't. They have nothing to rebuild with. No cash, no cap space, no draft pick inventory. They have nothing. The future of the Commanders, who last year were looking dead in the water with the worst owner in all of football prior to Dan Snyder selling the team, they are in a significantly better situation. Eagles are in a significantly situation. I would go as far as saying the Giants have a better team right now, but they are in a better situation than the Dallas Cowboys. They are the Cowboys are dead last in the division in terms of outlook of the future.
Because, I agree.
Here's what it is. Dable is going to be gone. You know, thanks for everything. You're gone. Our GM, he's got to be gone. I mean, look at the decisions that he's made. Daniel Jones, finally, after we've paid him $108 million, Daniel Jones might be the best bag collector of all time. Props to him fooling everyone for this long. We're finally not committing to him. Drew Lock will probably start playing some games. We're going to draft a quarterback. We will have, I would assume, a top five draft pick coming up this season. There's a lot of QBs coming into the league. Everyone has better situations. Outside of, I would even say the Bears are in a better situation than the Cowboys. The Cowboys might be right now, other than the Panthers, in the worst situation
It's true. I would the Jets have a better situation. And speaking of the Giants, this is playing right into Belichick's hand. You know, Dable's a Belichick guy. He comes off that tree, the Belichick tree. But I'm telling you, the reason why the Giants are a better spot than Dallas is because the Mara family has money, but they stay the hell out of football decisions. And granted, they make mistakes. They admit it. They've made mistakes with Daniel Jones. They've made mistakes with coaching hires. There's no doubt about it. But you know what? Their football people failed, and they replaced them. But Jerry Jones isn't going to fire himself. He's not going to fire himself. And that's the difference right there. That's why that job is terrible, because you're basically second fiddle to the owner who's playing fantasy football at a very high level.
To go back to your question, I couldn't even possibly predict who will take that head coaching job. Yeah, I think it's going to have to be a first-timer, a young guy who's, you know, like, oh, I'm look, coaching the Dallas Cowboys, that's a shiny object. Let me run and grab that. And then what's going to happen is they're going to go right into that revolving door of death, which is the Cowboys head coaching position. And to be honest, I wouldn't even be surprised if the Kevin McCarthy. I wouldn't, because Jerry Jones is an idiot.
Yeah. Interesting. Tyler Levine with us. All right, let's turn our attention. We got to do this. College hoops. Now, look, it's premature to really go in depth, but I'm telling you right now, this Duke team, Gonzaga's been all over the place early on. Auburn, I mean, has a team, you know, has a couple players who decide to fight. The plane turns around, goes back to Alabama. They then get back in the air. I don't know if they left those two knuckleheads behind. I mean, coming to blows on a charter flight, not smart. They go to Houston, beat a very good Houston team. I'm telling you, the first, 3 weeks of college hoops or 2.5 weeks college hoops, pretty darn good. Give me a take. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, the college hoops is the best, man. It really is. I got my eyes on, obviously, UConn. Dan Hurley stays. I mean, he is just an absolute animal. He's established what's probably, I think, the most important thing to establish in all of sports, which is a culture. When you go there, you know what you're getting. You know what kind of coach is there. You know what type of expectation is on you. You know what type. You know what practices are going to be like. You know that everyone's bought in. And if you don't buy in, you're out. I love Alabama. I think Nate Oates has done an absolutely unbelievable game. Unbelievable job since taking over as the head coach there. Gonzaga is always threatening, but man, this Duke team with Cooper Flagg, and I'm a big UNC fan, but I'm very, very excited to watch Cooper Flagg for an entire year, you know, before he goes pro and is the inevitable first pick in the draft, because he is a star. He talks the talk. He walks the walk. He lets you know that he's better than you on the court. And I would be shocked if at some point in the season Duke is not a number one seed. And I'm almost – I would bet a hell of a lot of money on the fact that they'll be a number one seed in the – you know, when bracket season comes around in March.
Final Four in San Antonio, one of the greatest Final Four spots in America with the Riverwalk. You got the great hotels, the Marriott and the Hilton right there on the Riverwalk. It is an absolute college basketball festival to go to the Final Four. I'm going to throw in a plug and a take because Kansas is a beast, and we get them tomorrow night against Michigan State at home. That Carolina game on Saturday was crazy. But here's what I want to say. How about Iowa State? Come on, Tyler. Sharpen your little Midwest pencil here. How about T.J. Otzelberger and the Iowa State Cyclones? Preseason top five. What do you think?
Iowa State has a good basketball program.
Yes, they do.
Since Halliburton was there. I'm a huge fan of these Midwest teams. They play. I just love college basketball teams that just play fundamental, good, sound basketball. And that's what Iowa State does. They'll defend. They're usually great at shooting the three. They pass the ball a lot. It's like when you're growing up and you have to do those passing drills. You know, everyone has to touch the ball before you shoot. That's the type of basketball you get with an Iowa State team. And it's exciting to watch. And they're more than capable of picking off anybody.
I agree. They got a great schedule this year. Non-con game in the challenge. They're going to take on Marquette. Marquette, I saw them last year just get pasted by UConn. And let's go east, too. Hurley just keeps loading. He just keeps loading. I watched their game the other night. Listen, it was Sacred Heart. Let's not get carried away. But all I'm saying is they defend. They shoot threes. Are we looking at a realistic chance of a three-peat? I just think it's going to be so hard. But who's to say? Do you think they got a legit shot, the Huskies?
Absolutely. As long 100%. It's Dan Hurley. You know, they're going to – this is – all season he's going to be drilling into their head. They're saying it's going to be hard. They're saying it's not possible. And he's just going to beat it into their minds that, you know, he uses – outside noise is motivation inside that locker room. I know he does. He's a huge bulletin board guy, as they say. And, you know, he's going to have these guys prepared. I mean, they absolutely ran through teams throughout March. I mean, they were – the whole year, they were absolutely dominant. And they lost a lot of guys to the draft. But after watching what they've done the last two seasons as a recruit, how could you not look at that and say, that's what I want? And the guys that don't want it are, you know – in my head, are the guys that might be a little scared to play for Dan Hurley. And anyone that went there, again, I said it before, they know what they signed up for. They know the expectation. Am I predicting that UConn is going to win it? No, we haven't seen enough out of these teams. Injuries can happen. You never truly know. But I certainly expect them to be a number one seed in March come bracket season.
All right, let me ask you this, okay? In the Big 12, we talked about Iowa State. We know about Kansas. How about Baylor? And it is what Scott Drew has done in 12 years with Baylor in Waco. It is, you know, don't forget, took over for Dave Bliss, a murder of a player. I mean, NCAA infractions, just a disaster in Waco. That is, along with what Jim Calhoun did in Storrs, Connecticut, two of the greatest reclamation projects in the NCAA, I don't care what sport, the turnaround, unbelievable. This Baylor team and that Big 12 top to bottom is going to be great this year. I'm telling you, they're going to be good. What do you think?
Yeah, that whole conference is always really good, and it's always really close games. And, you know, a lot of times they have multiple top 25 teams in the division. And I agree with what you said. I mean, he really turned this program around. I mean, they won a national championship. And what more can you ask for? And it's very similar to Dan Hurley. When you go there, you know what to expect, and they constantly are bringing in. When you watch a new season and guys come and go, as you're watching, you're like, wait, this looks like the same team from last year. Same type of guys. They're playing just as hard. They die for loose balls. Mm-hmm. Baylor usually has a couple really, really big guys that are difficult to beat at the rim. They defend. I think that they need to focus on shooting the three a little bit better. Over the last couple of seasons, I think that's been a struggle of theirs. But I'm expecting a big season from the Baylor Bears, no doubt.
Cooper Flagg and the Duke Blue Devils tomorrow night against Kentucky in Atlanta, State Farm Arena. Here we go. Give me your take right now on Kentucky and Mark Pope. Calipari's off to Arkansas. Is Kentucky going to get themselves straightened out and be the blue blood that they are maybe predestined to be? How about Kentucky?
I think the loss of Calipari, and I think that it was time for him to go, but I think that it's going to be a couple seasons before they get back to where they were. I think that they obviously lost out on a lot of recruits just because it's that first season, although that they do have a great coach. I expect Duke to roll in this game.
All right, good job, Tyler. We're coming back. Get your Monday night pick ready. We're going to get that locked and loaded. Big week ahead of us here with the Tyson fight. We'll be in Dallas. Coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Sports Byline Broadcast. We are Sports Overnight America. We invite you to see our new website at sportsovernightamerica.com, and our app should be out in the next couple weeks. We're excited about that. And you can see Tyler Levine's bio, and he is the co-host, the lead host of First Touch. Hey, the soccer, by the way, we only got a minute or two. I want to get the NFL pick. Soccer, I tuned in a little bit on Saturday and Sunday. We had some blowouts, huh?
Yeah, it was a crazy weekend in the Premier League. It seems like it always is, man. It's just that there's something about this league. There's no playoffs where you finish at the end of the season is, you know, ultimately where you finish in the table. There was an absolutely massive upset. Ipswich Town beat Tottenham Hotspur, their first win in the Premier League in 20 years. They were recently promoted. United won 3-0. We got a new coach coming in, which I'm very excited about. Just a really great weekend. Manchester City lost again, four in a row, the first time in Pep Guardiola's career that he's lost four in a row. Unbelievable stuff. Bournemouth and Brentford shootout. Liverpool stay rolling. Just great stuff from the Premier League week in and week out.
All right, I like the Dolphins tonight. I don't know the line. I mean, I didn't get into the gambling stuff. I just think it's weird. I like the Dolphins tonight outright. I really do. I think Tua has a big night. Tyreek Hill wrist. He's not. He's playing. I mean, come on, Monday Night Football. You kidding me? With a wrist injury, he's playing. I like the Dolphins. Give me a quick take.
I'm riding with the Rams. I think that the coaching discrepancy is so – it couldn't be bigger here between McVay and McDaniels.
McDaniels, an Ivy League Yale guy. Are you kidding me?
I love him as a coordinator. Don't love him as a head coach. Give me Rams minus two.
All right, you're in Miami. I hope people are listening to this. All right, hey, Tyler, thank you, pal. We'll talk to you in the morning. Good job out of you. We appreciate it. Stand by for more sports talk here on the overnight with Jeff and Jen and ourselves, alternating hours throughout the night. Dominic Jimenez, outstanding job out of you as always. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios on Sports Overnight America.